96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 16th of August, 2024, and this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I'm sitting in for Mr. Nuri this morning, as he has done for me, and joining me in studio, I have representatives and, I guess, players, team members from, I think, the second esports league or federation in the Bahamas called SANX Sports, right?
Esports.
SANX Esports. Good stuff. It's a pleasure to have these gentlemen in studio today, and I'm glad that things worked out. We're going to be talking about esports in the Bahamas, the road, not the road to Paris, but the road to Olympics 2028, the road to LA, and whether esports will be a part of the Olympic fair. Will we see esports at the next Olympics? What's going on in the local esports scene, and how close to the Olympics are we locally in terms of international competition? And then while I have all of these gentlemen in studio, first of all, at some point I can ask them if they have any women in their league. Because it's like, y'all don't understand, women are good. We could walk and chew gum. We could row and cook food at the same time. Right? So this is our sport. We could do one eye on the children, one eye on the husband, one eye on the pot, and one eye on the laptop.
Yeah, one eye on the game.
We're good at this. Mm-hmm. So we're going to encourage more women. And then I want to talk about some Olympic highlights with you guys and get your perspective on what's going on in the Olympics. We got some local news to run through as well. So let's start by identifying the lead, head gamer. What you call the person in charge of a gaming esports league?
I'm the founder.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a board.
Oh, you're a formal organization.
Yes, ma'am.
Dear parents, see, look at that.
Right.
The video game leading to something positive.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so please introduce yourself.
So my name is Tavaz Subs. I'm the founder and owner of SANX Esports. We have a board of about,
Four persons.
We have a CEO, we have a CFO, we have a chief operations officer. And the only thing that we're looking for right now is a chief marketing officer, then we'll be complete with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so CEO, CFO, COO, and now you need a CMO,
marketing officer.
So. Okay, good stuff. Now to the rest of the gentlemen in the room, we're going to swing the mics and have everybody introduce themselves. Remember, you have to speak directly into the mic. It's like with, remember GoldenEye? And you got to aim direct, ain't no spread. You got to hit that point.
Well, good morning. I'm Brandon Williamson. I am the CEO of the group.
Okay. Brandon Williamson?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good stuff. And I need your government name so when you all become international stars and I call your name, I know it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
All right. My name is Keith Gilbert. I'm the CEO of SANX Esports. I'm also the team captain of our fighting game division, our traditional fighting game division.
Fighting game division.
Right. I'm also a player on that team as well.
Okay. Good stuff.
Hello. Good morning. My name's Rodney Dane, but I'm known as Fat RJ, and I'll be one of the professional players.
Fat RJ.
Fat RJ.
I love it. Yes, you can have name. You're playing around.
My name will be known.
Yes, sir. All right.
No, yeah, that one. Oh, good morning. My name's Emilio Johnson. My name is Kunk. I'm also a player. Did we say our game? Brawlhalla?
Right.
Brawlhalla.
Right.
Okay.
Anyone want some smoke, just let me know. Just
right.
Okay. Sir?
My name is Christoph Thurston, also known as That Guy Surfer. Mm-hmm. I'm the Discord admin. Not that type of Discord admin. And I'm also a part of the fighting game division.
Fighting Game Division, okay? And you, sir?
Good morning. My name is Christopher Dean, also known as Phoenix Skittles. I am the team captain of the Brawlhalla game for our organization.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Brawlhalla. What type of game that is? Let's go between Fortnite and GoldenEye. That's my range right there. Don't laugh. Let me tell you something. When I started playing video games, right, my first video game was Pong, which is a white box with the two knobs. And you hook up to the black and white TV, and you Pong back and forth, right?
Correct.
I didn't get an Atari. My cousins had an Atari.
Yeah.
And they were Pac-Man. You want a gang war? You need somebody to work with you in a gang? Let them Pac-Man you to pieces, buddy, right? But from my Pong, I got an Apple IIe. And they came with some limited games. Mm. And my next game was Legend of Doom. And I played that until I turned that over, buddy.
Were you any good at these games? I'm just saying.
What you mean if I was any good at these? As soon as I learn how to play Brawlhalla, buddy, it's me and you.
That's what I got.
She challenging you, ma'am.
Right, then I moved on to Nintendo. Of course, everybody played Mario, the first Mario. I didn't like the second Mario. I thought the third Mario was cooler, but by then I think I'd lost my gaming cred. Because by the time I said I didn't like the second Mario, people, you ain't no gamer.
No.
And then the last sort of game, and then Tekken, of course.
Oh.
Mm. Hit the button until you do something. That's my motto.
Yeah.
And then I ended with GoldenEye. I love GoldenEye. I played GoldenEye in the Bahamas. I played GoldenEye in university. But that was sort of it for me for video games. And there's been nothing I could see that's better than GoldenEye. But of course, I acknowledge that I'm stuck in an era, right?
Right.
So tell us, what is Brawlhalla? What is a fighting division? How many other divisions you have? And you have something for a gamer like me. Like, I could Sudoku you to pieces. I could match 10 and clear a board to pieces.
All right. We'll just let on.
So Brawlhalla is a 2D...
Right to the mic.
Brawlhalla is a 2D platform fighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like Smash Bros., but just a little different. I mean, a lot of people compare it to Smash, but it's not actually Smash.
Mm-hmm. It's its own thing.
Yeah, it's like its own thing. It's
so who are the characters?
Some mechanics.
It's a lot of characters.
Yeah.
Probably around 60 characters, about 90. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a widespread game. It's like it's becoming one of the biggest platformers right now when it comes to fighting.
Okay.
It's like a game where anyone can join from any skill age or who could play a game, pick up a controller,
yeah,
and play the game and enjoy the game. But okay, we have different ranks and leagues.
All right, now when I get into international competition mode, when I get into competition mode, Brawlhalla has 60 characters I could choose from, right?
Around 60, yeah.
Now, when you start playing the game, do you pick a single character and you become that character and you want to be the best at that character? Or do you pick up two or three different characters that you could work with?
To be honest, on Brawlhalla, like when you pick one character, you're equipped with two different weapons.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people out there that could play every weapon. So to answer your question, like you could pick anyone.
Whoever you
like, you could pick. But some people just stick to one character to master that.
What happens now when I get to international competition, right? We play in GoldenEye. I won't be James Bond.
Right.
But I'm playing against somebody who wants to play the same character, right? How does that work?
When you're mirror matching, that's what we call it. When you pick the same guy, that's the same player, mirror matching, and which is better by the skill level.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't just like pick the same character and do the same thing they do.
You have to do something different.
You can do something different, but overall, the better player will always be the better player.
Skill
with the character.
All right. So different league, different divisions, fighting divisions. So they're all sort of combat games, right?
Yeah, fighting games. All of them are fighting games. It's just that we separated them. We separated them by like the genre because that's more of a platform fighter. Our division are like traditional fighters. So that would be 2D fighters. So like Tekken, Street Fighter, so on and so forth.
Okay, so it's a style of game and animation.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, correct. Sir? It's a skill. It's a skill. And like our first point when we spoke about the Olympics, right? Mm-hmm. It's literally debatable whether or not esports should be a part of the Olympics, which it has been agreed on as of recently. So in 2025 in Saudi Arabia, we are actually going to have or witness some sort of like esports competition, like, right? But it is still debatable, right? Because people look at esports as just playing games, right? But it's literally in the name. So we go to like, what is esports? Esports, literally in the name, the E stands for electronic.
Mm-hmm.
And sports is in its own division, right? So what is sports? What is sports? We know that sports is competition that uses any sort of physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
Some may argue that esports isn't physical, but let's look at it like this way, right? Not only are these games strategic, like I said, it's all about skill. Mm-hmm. So Brawlhalla is a skill game. There's no way that that character can do the same thing. You literally are controlling that character. So it's a skill thing. And you develop these skills into like combos, what we like to call combos.
Mm-hmm.
And you find your niche, you find your combo, and that's your skill, right? You're not only using your mental, but you're using your eyes, your vision. And also, you're using your hands. There are, and I could go into professions and so forth, but I might be jumping the gun.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about professions, one of the examples of a profession in the esports industry is becoming a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And there are special doctors that actually, for the purpose of esports gamers, because of your hands, because of your posture, like they teach you that. To prevent injury,
right?
To prevent actual injuries.
But I also think of let's look at the medical world for real.
Correct.
Because now as technology advances and we're looking at nanotechnology where mm-hmm. something is inserted into the body and then a doctor uses a control panel, he uses joysticks and controls to move that nanoparticle or that nanomechanism within the body.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing surgery taking mm-hmm. place, like microsurgery, where doctors are not actually in the body, or they are, but they're using a device to see what they're doing, and parts of the surgery are mechanical, and they're controlling that technology with a joystick. The skill sets that young people and adults can learn while participating in esports are broad and can be applied broadly.
Correct.
We're looking at young people who want to go into the military in terms of simulations, prepare, right? They prepare you for battle. You learn how to drive a tank in a simulation before they put you on Nassau Streets, buddy.
Yep.
Same thing with airplanes, right? So I think it's a broad.
Very broad.
And that's the hard skills. Then we talk about the soft skills, right? Like the hand-eye coordination.
Mm-hmm.
The critical thinking, the spatial awareness.
Decision-making on the spot.
Right. Say that again into the mic.
Decision-making on the spot, that pretty much determines how good you are. And adaptation.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
And so I am a big proponent for road safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in that era where old people told us, you can drive the car just like you play that video game, eh? And a lot of people are driving the car just like they play the video game.
For sure.
The video game isn't the problem.
I could see someone.
The video game itself isn't the problem because your child could learn how to drive very well using their video game.
Right.
If they applied the proper perspective,
correct.
If they approached it properly.
Of course.
Okay, so what are some of the other divisions? I want y'all don't... Like, okay, because it's esports, and we just talked about the sort of narrow definition of sports, right?
Right.
So what other divisions, what other types of games would qualify for esports?
Okay, so we have, of course, the fighting division. That covers games like Street Fighter 6, Tekken. I'm sure the CEO could probably talk a little bit more on that, but we have other games as well. It's crazy. Have you heard of... oh my goodness, what is it? I just went blank. Rocket League? Rocket League is literally a car game,
uh-huh.
a car simulation game that is implemented with soccer. So
you're playing soccer
with the cars.
With the cars.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So you have that, and then you have League of Legends, which is another strategy game.
Okay.
Actually, like physically getting so much. You got Smash. Smash 2.
2K.
You got, yeah, 2K, which is basketball.
Right.
You got Madden.
So let's talk about that. You have a sports division where we're playing football, Madden, we're playing 2K basketball, you have cricket, dodgeball, parking, anything like that. See, look here, we laugh, right? I have parking on the list for consideration for the Olympics. But they got handball, they got dodgeball at the professional levels. That's just their version of our parking.
Yeah, true. I agree.
Yeah.
And anything that you could pretty much play in real life as a sport
is a sport, it's a competitive electronic sport as well.
Correct. We have we have people meeting up all over the world, like for 2K, and making a NBA team, and they have their roles just like in real life.
An actual NBA team.
Now, I could be Draymond Green.
Yeah.
In real life. I mean, in sports. Maybe.
Ours is a little different because it's more like individualized, because I have to find a strategy how to beat someone. But there's sports out there where this would be an NBA team.
Right.
I would be the point guard. He would be the shooting guard. And we have our roles.
Okay. Now, Sanex Esport League. Is this a professional league? Are you all participating in competition where you could win money?
Most definitely.
Most
definitely.
Very much so.
Dear parents, are you listening? What's the highest take home from any of your competitors?
From you guys.
You go ahead.
Okay, so basically, we went to CEO, in June?
Yeah, that was June.
Yeah, we went to CEO 2024. It was held in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay.
We traveled as a team, our traditional fighting game team.
Yeah.
All of us traveled together. The prize pot for that was about, like, I think 50,000. But, like, it was, like, a split. So it was, like, a 60-20-10. For first, second, and third.
Okay.
It was a split. So first place would get 60% of that money, so on and so forth, basically. And if they had more competitors, then they would actually...
They
would increase the pot. They would basically, it would go down the line. So fourth, fifth place would also get a prize.
Okay.
Or part of the pot.
All right, yes, money. Sir.
Gaming nowadays changed. Mm-hmm. Whereas you don't have to travel. Well, for now, it's better to travel. It's live interaction with people. It's way better. But you could stay at home, sit on your computer, and play video games and make money through community tournaments. You don't have to be the best. You just have to be good. That's all it takes.
You don't even necessarily have to be the best, because I'm sure we've seen all type of clips where we watching this guy because he's just breaking up the keyboard because he sucks.
I know what you're saying.
It's comedic.
Entertainment.
A lot of gaming streamers are not making money or not holding the audience because they're excellent. Mm-hmm. They're holding the audience because they're entertaining. They lose poorly.
Yeah, they lose poorly.
They lose poorly, but it's entertaining.
Right.
Yeah.
The longevity is in being good.
Yes, true.
You know what I'm saying? Because now people are looking at you as, I can learn something. I'm not about to sit there and watch someone lose for a whole year and say, hey.
All right.
You know?
Yeah. Actually, if we do compare it, mm-hmm. like I said, like I like to tell my team members as well, it's not about being the best. It could very well be a personality. That's why esports is so diverse, and esports is so, like, you could literally put any different aspect, take any little personality that you have and actually put it in front of a camera and say it's a stream. You don't have to be the best. You just need personality. You just need to be able to sell yourself and market yourself. We could take, I'm sure, like, some audiences might know Mr. Beast very well.
Yeah.
And in Mr. Beast, we have a person, his name is Chantlaw. Chantlaw loses every single... challenge that Mr. Beast puts out there. Nonetheless, Chandler alone, without Chandler on the Mr. Beast channel, it is dead. Literally, because Chandler has that personality. Mm-hmm. He has the funny personality. So he can lose as much as he wants. But as long as you have that personality, as long as you're able to market yourself, then you can succeed in esports and you can succeed in any aspect in your life.
Absolutely.
Right.
How close are we to local gamers being able to support themselves financially through streaming?
Very close.
We're here now.
Very close. I mean, yeah.
We're here now.
I feel like the only downside or the only like drawback was that we didn't really have direct access to monetization.
Okay, and so that is changing?
I can remember when I was trying to make YouTube videos, trying to make money from it. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get monetized because the Bahamas had this type of lock on it. Like, the Bahamas, we don't look deep in things like gaming and stuff. So they're not going to try to help us get our YouTube on point or try to help us, you know, make money how we're supposed to be making money. But everybody else, you could just go and stream now. People tip you just for being there. They will give you a $5 tip just for laughing at a joke or winning the game in rank. And you could make tips from YouTube streams now. It's possible now. Anybody could do it. Yeah.
Good stuff. Dear parents, you see this thing broadening and becoming more real in your eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got some text here. Let's go to the text line. This text says, why a second esports federation? Are they different from the other one? So, I know that there are over 7,000 games that you could play, mm-hmm. right? Like, right. We could use another four leagues, honestly, mm-hmm. right? Because right. there's so many different games, so many different types of games, so many different types of competitions that right. people could sort of couch themselves in.
Right. right. Well, to answer that text in the most professional way I can, we are much different than the other league, which is the Bahamas Esports Federation. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, I have not been able to learn what the Bahamas Esports Federation, what they're all about. Maybe some of my teammate members could touch on that. But how we run our organization, we have the different teams in place, mm-hmm. and we do have plans to expand the umbrella of like games and so forth. So we're definitely looking into the schools.
Okay.
There are, like you said, there are a lot of games, a lot of diversity. We're going to start games up. And let me make a good comparison now without getting political. But if we were to use like something relatable, it would be like the FNM and PLP, right?
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
You have two persons going against each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're for the same goal or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, because of that competition, you have people who are on the outside who are not necessarily not knowing of like what's going on, but because of that energy, because of that hype, because they could build that hype between one team and the other team, you could literally have something that is very profitable, and that's mm-hmm. viewership, that's eyes.
Right, it's a competition, it's a local competition.
Correct.
Right, and so it's not just Bahamians competing internationally, it's Bahamians competing against each other. I want to see Johnson Road versus Bueno Retiro Road.
There you go.
Esports competition.
Yeah, man.
Right?
You can break it down in constituencies. Bandon Grand Sound versus Seabreeze. Like, it's so...
Hold on. That's a brilliant idea because the MP for... I think there is a community advocate in the Eggleston area, I think, who hosts the summer games. Or it may be Bainetown or Grantstown, right? But they host summer games. Why not next year host summer e-games?
That is a very good idea.
Constituency to constituency, them little children will be ready.
Of course.
Big brothers, you have to understand when shorty boys like, let me play the game. Are you serious?
Right, of course.
Yes, sir.
Trust me, everyone's in party chat talking to their friend, trying to get better. Mm-hmm. So just like you said, like, someone might live in the east, I might live in the west, I get my team, first year team. So that's a good idea.
Absolutely. Now, y'all just been to one competition.
Right. CEO.
CEO, what does CEO mean?
What does CEO mean? We had the definition.
It right on your thing. You wearing the tag.
No, but no, it don't have
it the, doesn't have the like,
yeah, don't have it on here, but we did research it not too long ago. I forgot exactly
what Community Effort Orlando.
Right.
Community Effort Orlando.
Orlando.
Y'all hear that? I love it. I'm so glad we took the time to find it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because that's what it is, right? That's what it is. That's awesome. So let's tell us about who you took, what you all played, and how did you come out of the competition?
So when we went to Daytona Beach, we took our fighting team, which consisted of team captain, which was Keith. Mm-hmm. It was Chris.
I got a surfer.
Also, it was Shanks, our CFO, which was Logan, and
yourself,
Kid Minoko, and me also.
Kid Minoko?
Kid Minoko.
Okay. Yeah. What did you all play?
We had the team captain. Well, it was a bunch of different games, right? Our CFO, he played Street Fighters. He played Street Fighters, King of Fighters, and Mortal Kombat. Chris, Keith, Minoko, and Shanks, they all played Street Fighter as well.
Okay.
He's the only one who played Tekken.
Mm-hmm.
No. Minoko no. played...
I played Tekken.
Chris also played Tekken.
Chris and myself played
Tekken. Minoko played Guilty Gear. Chris played...
I played Guilty Gear as well.
Mm-hmm. And Chris also played Guilty Gear.
Right.
And through all of the games, I still believe Logan was the MVP of the game, honestly. He was the MVP of that trip, honestly.
He was the MVP of the trip.
He got the highest ranking out of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Inside King of Fighters, he made the top five. He had to play against the reigning champ.
Okay.
Yeah, the team that won the last time. It was this Mexican team.
Mm-hmm.
Logan was the only one in the like top eight.
Yeah.
That was a different country. Yeah. Or in the top five, that was a different country. Because everyone else in the top five was just Mexican. And they was a part of the same team.
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
He basically was fighting by himself, in a sense.
He was fighting the entire team by himself. Everyone who was in the top eight was on the same team. And he was the only person there who was from a different team. And he's legit fighting the whole team by himself.
And represented the country by
himself. And came top five.
Right. He got his medal and everything. He came back with a medal.
Nice. I could imagine that. See, this is my fighting style. Right? Congratulations, cousin. Okay, what does it take in terms of finance, support, donations? What does it take to, A, run a league, but B, send teams to competition?
Now, I am proud to say that this team from November of last year to now, about to be November again, we have funded ourselves. We have funded ourselves. I guess we could say, in just to put it in perspective, all of us together combined would have paid about $3,000 or more. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So far.
$3,000 or more just to fund ourselves, to send ourselves away, get these nice pretty shirts that you see.
Yeah, we have team uniforms. Love it.
That's sweat and passion.
Correct. And we've had no assistance. We've been funding ourselves. But now we've got a business license. And how esports is so diverse and so broad to the point where, like, we could easily say, all right, well, bro, any business could fund esports. So that's why we got our entertainment license and we got event hosting. So we could host any venue around the country and so forth, host tournaments and so forth. We could start clubs and schools.
Okay.
And we can make it work. So that's
just
how
a plan, by the way, that we...
All right.
We are deciding to do in,
awesome.
Correct.
So
in the near future.
Now, how y'all gonna get a spot on the Bahamas Olympic Committee to ensure that esports can make it, that funds will be available, that resources will be available for a road to LA for 2028 Olympics?
Well, one of the things we plan to do, actually we're still doing, when we do go away to these tournaments, actually the Brawlhalla team is supposed to be going away in short order. Mm-hmm. We are actually going out to get persons who have interest in hosting tournaments in the Bahamas. We would carry that to the Ministry of probably Tourism or the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture.
Both.
Correct, both. And from there, that's how we plan to really integrate ourselves into the different ministries and so forth, because of course we want to become our own ministry. That's one of the goals, and we want to become our own industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for us becoming our own industry is because we just came from a disastrous pandemic, which like crippled our number one industry, which is tourism. Mm-hmm. And the thing that was booming at that time was entertainment, right? Through music, DJ. I know you saw overdose streaming, yeah. Right? Like esports in mm-hmm. general, mm-hmm. right? It was entertainment and people paid a lot of money to be entertained during those times. So
absolutely. Producer, let's go to the phone line. While we go into the phone line, Texia says, Street Fighter is good, but no fighting game is better than Tekken.
I know somebody was going to say it. I know someone was going to say it.
All I know is, Hakuya! Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Good morning to you, guest.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I really enjoyed this conversation this morning because, yes, as they say, this esports has become very, very monetarily basic thing. And like he was saying, Bahamas, with regard to the internet, has been blocking a lot of people from actually making money through these systems, through these gaming systems and all of that, on YouTube and all of that type of stuff. So I really pray that they are successful. I'm a gamer myself. I'm 42 years old. I'm still a gamer. You know what I mean? Play games with my kids all the time. And I look forward to the progress you guys are making.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Carl. I got another text here. It says, you all just play dominoes electronically?
I would be down.
My boy say he was playing electronically till he break his computer table. He's stunned. All right, and of course he says y'all forgot Street Fighter and Contra. Now this is a guy from my generation. Contra. He said y'all know Contra.
I know about Contra. I young and I know about Contra.
All right, good stuff, good stuff. Another texter says, once a gamer, always a gamer. Only way out is your PSN subscription run out. You definitely a gamer, sir.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the only way out.
I stop at GoldenEye. That's my favorite. And right then, I like that. Right, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that's my thing. Mm-hmm. I will forever love it.
Of course.
I played Tekken. I played Street Fighter. I wasn't as good as the other boy then, but GoldenEye was my thing, buddy. I did love that. Somebody say Donkey Kong. Do they play Donkey Kong at this level? And do they play those arcade games at that level?
Well, I mean, okay.
Speedrun.
And I was just about to mention that they do have a category in esports for games like that, whereas the whole competition behind it is trying to see who can beat the game the quickest.
Okay.
So they put their record on the leaderboard and see who basically can beat it the quickest throughout any means at all.
Okay.
I was just about to say.
Right into the mic.
I was just about to say, you could do anything on a game because you could always turn it into a competition. It doesn't matter if you're playing Super Mario or, like you said, what's the game you said you was playing with the little...
Pong?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Once...
Listen, y'all, Pong is so old. Pong is so old.
But hey, esports, we could say esports started in arcades.
Yeah.
That's competing against each other, high scores, like actually going to that physical place.
And that was culture. We've seen it through the movies. I've seen it through the movies primarily. I know we've had arcades here. I know we've had that culture here. But yeah, kids would spend all day and night in the arcade trying to break the high score.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have that scene where the old guy, who's his glory days were high school. Right. And he peaked in high school. Producer, let's go to that caller. He peaked in high school, and he goes back to the arcade every day to see if somebody broke his high record, his high score. Sure. All right. Good morning, caller. How are you? Caller, sorry we missed you. Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for our Family Island residents. It's toll-free. And I reiterate in that one because there's a boy named Chuck Fox in Long Island. Yeah, move the headphones from the mic, who's a tech guy, and I'm sure he's a gamer too. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Let's try it again. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How you doing? Good morning, dear people.
Good morning. How you do?
Yeah, I'm glad. we're focusing on esports because I do play backgammon competition and domino competition online.
Good stuff.
Huh?
Good stuff.
Yeah, but only one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I number one, but I can't get no money out of it because I'm not a U.S. citizen.
Ah.
So I'm wondering if this could take us to that level in the Bahamas where you could play. I could play because I, you know, I need to be a Jay, play backgammon competition and checkers and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be able to win a reward or that number one back. And online, I'm the king of backgammon.
Okay.
I'd be able to go to that level. I have a high level, a king level. It took me about 2 years to get to that level.
Right. How do we monetize that? How do we make sure that people who are winning can access their winnings? Yes, sir. One of the guests is going to respond. One of the guests is about to respond.
To be honest, son, anything you're doing online, you can literally just record yourself doing it. It's streaming. And someone is going to be interested in what you're doing. If you're number one, that means you're beating other people.
Yeah.
And you have something good about yourself that you're doing or some prior knowledge about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to record yourself, I guess.
So Pumpkin Eater, I'm going to get their contact information so they could reach out to you and tell you how they monetize the stream. So even if you can't collect the prize from a competition because you're not a U.S. a resident or citizen, there's still ways that you could generate revenue from your playing.
Or you could send that number over to you on my WhatsApp.
Yeah, I could send it to
and
you.
And I could reach out to them too.
Right, and I'm going to ask them to give us their contact information because we're about to ask.
But I really appreciate that. I hope this will be a beginning of that, what I just talked about, where you could go maybe at a mall, everybody with their PC or any. You could do it with any devices and have a backgammon competition and other competition from an electronic perspective for wheelchair folks and everybody can be involved.
Absolutely.
And Aaron Green. I will beat you online one day if you play backgammon.
I play dominoes, right?
Oh, okay. We can work on that.
I prefer to play dominoes face to face so I could read your face.
I want to meditate in my house and beat you.
I got you. I appreciate the vibe too.
All right.
Okay. And that's why you need to stream, right? Because, listen, the idea of a Bahamian playing the game and all of a sudden you hear, "Your beast!" The Americans would be like, "I'm going to go watch Your Beast. That's who I'm going to go watch." Right? Because they're just watching. It's not necessarily about who wins. It's about the fun that takes place in the winning and the losing. Okay. Producer, I think now's a good time to go to a break. When we get back from the break, I have a texter here that says, repeat the name of the league and the name of all of the players, including your playing name. I think this texter will know if he played any of y'all online.
I won't see that.
Right.
I won't see that.
And then contact information so parents could learn more about the league, young people could learn more about the league, and find out how I could join the league. What do I need? Do I need my own PC? Can I go by my neighbor? I could run a drop cord from my neighbor house. Right? Mommy don't like me playing these games. What could I do? When we get back, you are on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Aaron Green sitting in for him today. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to... The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Don't mind the voice. I'm sitting in with the Baidem today. I notice there's no women they bring with them today. Do you have any women in your sports league?
Well, I would say unfortunately not. But that's not because we're not open to having females in the esports league. It's just that we haven't really found any interested or that interested yet.
Okay.
Or have that passion that we have yet.
I know one gamer who works right here at The Guardian, and I'm going to introduce you to her.
Okay.
Before you guys leave studio. I think we'd be surprised how many women play video games, how many parents, like older women, sort of play video games to de-stress at the end of the day after they put the kids to bed, or better yet, the families that are lucky enough that they have could set it up so the kids play their games and the adults play their games right next to them. We're in the same room. We're together. We're enjoying the same sport. It becomes family activity. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're talking to Sanex Esports League. I'm going to have the gentlemen introduce themselves again with their government name and their player name. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about breaking. Whether they have breakdancing as an e-sport. What's your thought about some of the aspects of the Olympics? So let's start from my... let's take this caller. Producer, let's take this caller dead quick, since we were losing people. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I don't know what's happening. It's okay. All right, starting to my... Okay. Right?
All right, so once again, I am Brandon Williamson. My gamer tag is Bomb Bomb. Yep.
Bomb Bomb. All right.
All right, my name is Keith Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
I go by Zaza in esports community.
Zaza.
Mm-hmm. XAXA, not ZAZA.
Okay, XAXA. You give him that Zaza.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. You know?
You give him your title.
Oh.
Your title? Oh, my title? Oh, yeah. CEO of Sanex Esports.
Okay, good stuff.
My name is Rodney yet again, and my player name is Fat RJ. Fats RJ.
Fats RJ.
Fat, yeah.
Okay, I love it, I love it, I love it.
My name is Taval Subs. I actually have a gamer name too. Admiral Surge is my gamer tag, and I'm the founding owner for Sanex Esports.
All right.
Hey, my name's Emilio Johnson, and my gamer tag is Conk with a K.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
My name is Christoph Thurston, and my gamer tag is That Guy Surfer.
All right.
My name is Christopher Dean. My gamer tag is Phoenix Skittles. I'm also the team captain for Brawlhalla team.
How you get the name Phoenix Skittles?
So I used to make comics when I was small. I used to like fire, you know?
Yeah.
Like blue fire. So I was like, oh, I should put Phoenix. And my favorite candy was Skittles, so I just put them together. And
so Skittles. Listen, with a name like Phoenix Skittles and you're a Bahamian, after you beat somebody, even if you don't win the whole game, even if you just put them down and score some good points, you gotta say, "Taste the rainbow."
You gotta
talk to these people. Why are you playing these games? Okay, producer, I see we got another caller coming in. Let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller. I don't know what's going on.
Hey,
Listen, somebody don't want these gamers to be great, but we shall show our parents that there was something in this gaming thing all along. It's something of value.
I'd also like to speak on behalf of some of our players that aren't here.
Yes, sir.
Shanks, Jerron is his real name.
Okay.
Shanks is his gamer tag. And then we have Dedrick.
Uh-huh.
Dedrick is he goes by Kid Minoko. And then we have Logan. Logan goes by Omnisource.
Omnisource.
Yeah.
I can change my name to Chikchani Shanks. I can shank you. I can kick you in your foot when we fight.
I also got a couple of players. One name, Michael O'Brien.
Uh-huh.
He also goes by Fire Mike. We got Tremaine, which is also his gaming time is Snow. And we got one more person. I like that, Molly. Yeah.
Listen.
Yes, I like that.
See, these are the type of people I won't watch, right? Because every time I body slam you, I can say, I like that. Right? If I call Snow, every time I knock you out, I say, you like that whiteout? You like that? Seriously, I'm not sure if that could work out for you, Green. Don't be talking like that to people. How much of the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like that part of sports culture, the intensity, the intense competition. Like, we almost come to blows,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, and you see it in NBA basketball where guys, they're friends.
Right.
They'll fight on the court, and then they'll make up after. How much of this culture is, like, that sort of rah-rah-rahness? Talking bad to each other while we play.
Well, let me tell you. Esports. Okay, different esports have, I'd say, different intensities.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say fighting games, whether it's platform fighters or just traditional fighters to begin with.
Yeah.
That's a brutal place to be. You have to be able to take
the chafing.
Insults.
Yeah, yes.
You have to be able, because if somebody beat you, you can't say nothing because they beat you.
Well, you have to say something, but it just has to be entertaining. It has to be funny.
But I mean, insults-wise, like, if they beat you, you can't really say nothing to them in terms of, like, you being better than them because they beat you. They beat you fair and square. They beat you in a whole set.
Yeah.
So.
Somebody here said their gamer name is BPL Bill, too high. I said, you didn't even need to say the too high. I was scared from you say BPL Bill.
BPL Bill.
I like that
guy. All right. Somebody said, every time I knock Snow out, I'd say, you know nothing, Jon Snow. I guess you have to watch Game of Thrones to know that. That's okay. I got that one. Okay. Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking competition. Do you all have dance games? Right? So e-dance games and competitions. Do you have anybody that's fighting in that realm?
The DDR?
Yeah.
I guess you could speak more to that.
I mean, I don't play DDR. I'll speak briefly on it.
Oh, that's Dance Revolution?
Yeah. So I'll speak briefly on it because I don't know much.
That's old people thing.
But yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
They have competition for that. Yeah. Even for that. So they have their little 1-2. You
know? All right. So what did you all think about breaking in the Olympics? What did you think about the breaking competition in the Olympics?
It was weird. it was very weird.
I didn't. Can someone educate me how they were judging it? It was just. Was it based on?
Okay. Well, let's. Okay. So let's start here. The highlight of the breakdancing competition, the sort of this, what captured the attention of the camera was Dr. Ray Gunn, Australian lecturer in like urban dance and cultural studies, right? And so when she's from Australia. When she performed, we were all stunned by her performance because it didn't look like what we traditionally see when we see breakdancing. Right? It turns out she said, when I looked at my competition, I realized I couldn't beat them, so I decided to do something more artistic, right, and creative. Now, that's what I would say if I get beat 18-0, 18-0, 18-0.
I mean, yeah.
I can put on a high-level PhD flam. Mm. Like, I did this.
I did this
for my second PhD, right? Do you think the Bahamas could have launched a breaking team, a breakdancing team? You think we got the talent out there?
Well, honestly, I feel like the Bahamas is very diverse
yeah.
in many fields. It's just that, you don't get to see much of the potential because people don't really try to pull it out of them. Like myself, this whole team, I put together most of the team.
Why I feel like the Bahamas can do breakdancing, because now you see a lot of kids are doing TikTok dances.
Right.
These TikTok dances, these get them Reggie, these different things.
Oh yeah.
Breakdown should be no problem because we adapt. As behemoths, I can say we adapt
and
easily.
Assimilate, yeah. Mm-hmm. We can pick up anything.
Look at someone do something and make our own style in our own way, and I'm sure people are gonna be breakdancing in esports soon.
Right. Like I figured we could have sent Honorable Perry Christie and the Junkanoo Shuffle. And two people and done better than what she did.
Yeah, man.
What other sports are we not taking seriously in terms of our potential to compete in the Olympics?
Mm. Other than esports?
Yeah, just as we close out the show. Yeah, yeah.
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
I mean, we do. We have chess, sailing, swimming, running on as I can try to do as the music plays, and we're almost out of time. Ping pong, table tennis. There's all kinds of stuff. Anyway, we're all out of time, guys. It's the 12 o'clock hour. It's been a pleasure to have Sanex Esports League on with me today. I'm going to be taking together. I come in to play with y'all. We're all out of time. Thank you so much, producer. Your beast. We'll see you soon.
All right, Dan.
A pleasure.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.